Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Apple TV Plus has this new documentary called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison.
Yes.
And apparently there's this theory swimming around that the legendary Doors frontman faked his own death and has been living in Syracuse. Had you heard this theory before?
No, we've got our friends in the men's room here with us as well.
Syracuse, New York?
Have you been to Syracuse?
That's how you know it's a lie.
Syracuse?
Jesus, man.
I'm Jim Morrison.
They couldn't come up with anything better.
I'm going to Syracuse. Go Orange, men. Said no one. Ever.
They say that he's been acting as a maintenance worker named Frank.
Who came up with this?
Well, this is part of the trailer thrill.
All right.
My name is Jeff Finn, and I'm a lifetime fan of Jim Morrison. I've made it my life.
Okay, also, like, what is up with his voice?
I don't know.
It sounds like
he's doing, it's very dramatic.
One of those vocal changers.
I don't have anything else to do, so why not this?
My life's work to extract the real truth from a 50-year-old tale that's been riddled with rumor, lies, and myth.
Jim Morrison's social security number is still active.
So, I invite you to join me in my search for the real truth. To ask yourself, what if everything we think we know about Jim Morrison is wrong?
Oh, I eat lots of Fig Newtons.
Wait, is this Keanu Reeves?
I'm available to babysit.
Exactly.
So we decided to
Syracuse.
To play a little game with you this morning, Miles and Thrill. Game called Died or Lied. Steve, how are we going to put these guys to the test?
Died or lied.
Okay. We can do this on the phone at 7:20.
No.
Please come in.
No donuts, nothing.
We have stories about popular musicians that have a conspiracy theory about their death. So you have to tell us whether or not there's actually a conspiracy theory about their death, or we just made these stories.
Or you're just making this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for who should we start with? Let's start with Thrill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Many believe that the king faked his death in 1977 to escape fame, with alleged sightings of him at gas stations, diners, and he was even an extra in the movie Home Alone.
Oh, man.
Do you think this is a real hoax or not?
I'm going to say that is a real conspiracy theory.
You are correct.
Yes!
No way! Ooh, he died on the toilet.
With a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's a much better story.
All right, Miles.
Okay.
This one's about Danny's favorite, Avril Lavigne.
Let's go!
All right.
Some conspiracy theorists claim that the real Avril died back in 2003 and was replaced with a lookalike named Melissa. This one is surprisingly widespread online.
Well, you know Chad Kroger. Call him.
I had one drink with the guy.
I'll say that's false.
Nope, that is a real hoax.
Jeez, a whiz.
Crazy.
Man, he had no idea.
He was married to Melissa.
He married a phony.
All right, Thrill. This one's about our man, Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam frontman.
Someone understood a word he said when singing.
Rumors spread back in the late 2000s that the Pearl Jam frontman died in a surfing accident in Hawaii, but he's very much alive and touring.
I'm going to say that's fake.
That is a fake story.
All right.
Thrill, you're killing it.
No, because he actually did die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
Real thing.
Well, he does live in Hawaii every once in a while.
I thought it was Freddie Vedder.
Freddie Vedder.
Or Darth Vedder, his father.
All right, Axl Rose, Miles.
Okay.
Back in 1990, there was a rumor that suggested that the Guns N' Roses frontman faked his death to escape the music industry, supposedly living under a new identity in Montana.
I mean, I can actually believe that from him.
Yeah.
But I'll say that's false.
You are correct.
All right.
All right, Miles. I mean, Thrill, sorry.
We look alike.
This one?
Huge.
Like the movie Twins.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
All right.
Fans claim that Tupac is living in Cuba, citing cryptic lyrics, albums that came out after his death, and supposed sightings of him wearing modern clothing.
Modern clothing.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Modern clothing.
He didn't wear a shirt then.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Kraken hat.
I'm going to say that's true.
You are correct.
All right.
Do you remember there was like a hip hop group that said they went to a studio and recorded songs with him? I can't remember who it was, but.
In Cuba.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
All right, Miles. This one is about Michael Jackson, the King of Pop.
Okay.
Some believe that the King of Pop faked his 2009 death to escape debt and scrutiny, with evidence including footage of a man resembling him getting out of a coroner's van.
You know what? I'll say that's true.
You are correct.
Yes. What? Yes.
Should we do one more for each of them?
One more for each of them.
Right.
These guys are good at this. Hmm.
Thrill. Your artist is Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Some fans claim that Dylan did die in a motorcycle crash back in 1966, and he was replaced with a lookalike with a different singing style.
I'm going to say that's false.
You are correct.
All right.
All right. This is a good one for Miles.
Okay.
Paul McCartney.
All right.
Eats meat.
There's a story about him being dead and a theory that claims that he died back in 1966 and replaced with a lookalike named Billy Shears. Beatles album covers and songs supposedly contain hidden clues.
I'll say that that's true.
You are correct. I've actually heard about the Paul is dead theory.
Me too.
I only think that when I see it.
I just didn't know what the theory was. I think all the Beatles have been claimed dead at one point, even if they are not.
Even Ringo?
Even Ringo.
Yeah. I mean,
really?
he looks too good for his age. There's no way.
Guys, well done. Died or lied, you crushed it.
I like it.
Thanks
for taking the time. Thanks for getting up early, you know.
Yeah, no, that's what we do, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you guys.
The Daily Migs Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier in the week, we talked about how I got a lovely email from my son's teacher, the email that you never want to get from your kid's teacher, talking about some behavioral issues that he had been experiencing in class that day. So if you missed it, we did read the email on the air. Migs, we do get quite a bit of correspondence via email from Barrett's teacher, from his school, from the district.
Way easier than when we were kids when they had to call the parents.
Oh, how inconvenient. Right. But I got an email yesterday from Barrett's teacher that had to do with some behavioral issues that he's having.
So he's in trouble.
Yes.
And you're going to read us the email.
I will read you the email. It says, "Hi there. I wanted to touch base with you about some behaviors in the classroom today. Barrett had a rough day with listening and chair safety."
Wait, hold on a second. Is he doing WWE?
Let me continue, Steve. You tell me.
Sorry.
"Barrett was unable to use his chair safely. He was dragging it around the room and putting the chair on the ground upside down while crawling under it and around it with the legs of the chair sticking up in the air.
Now, does he do that at home?
No! Okay. I reminded him many times to stop, but he was unable to be redirected and follow out rules in the classroom safely with chairs.
And that's when he took the chair and slammed it in the back of the lady and said, "What you gonna do when Barrett Mania runs wild on you?"
That's exactly how the email ended. Yeah. It just said, "I wanted to let you know so you could talk with him soon." Which we did. And he does not like confrontation.
No.
Immediately tears. Yeah, he was like rage crying. I mean, he was like so upset. And because he knew that he made a mistake, that he was right. in a little bit of trouble. And, you know, his teacher has told us before that he oftentimes gets nervous when other kids aren't following directions. So he really does have a conscience about him. But yesterday he was just unhinged. So we left it as, you go in there tomorrow and you prove your teacher wrong. And I guess he's been an angel for the rest of the week because she gave him like a little toy, like a little, like this little doodad as kind of a, hey, you did good today, buddy.
There's gonna be a little toy chair. I'd be like, if you want to do stupid stuff with chairs, do it with this toy.
So I think he kind of turned it around, but you know, I'm a little bit on edge. I'm worried. I don't want him to be like the bad kid in class.
Well, I don't mean to rub it in, but yesterday was Tatum's parent-teacher conference, you know, big parent-teacher conference in preschool. My wife's like, I got to go to this. I'm like, oh boy, I hope she was okay. And let's just say.
You got an email?
Oh, no, I took a picture of the actual notes.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, they give you notes about your kid. So I took it because I was very proud. I'm a proud dad, so I got to have it saved on my phone.
I'm excited.
Here's the part that I just loved. Tatum is the student everyone wants. And I'm like, let's freaking go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, it could change someday, Steve, because I think I used to get notes like that, too.
Oh, it just takes one bad day. It just takes one bad day. Kids are awesome until they're not. And then all of a sudden you're like, who are you? When did you become this terror?
I mean, he's a terror at home, but he's been so good in class up until earlier this week. So we got to.
He's had a bad day. He just had a bad day.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Our number is 206-803-ROCK. When did you get the call? When did you get the note from your kid's teacher? Or when were you the reason that your parents got that call or were sent that note?
I've been guilty of that.
That does not shock me at all.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
When did you get the call or the note from your kid's teacher? Or when were you the reason that your parents got that call or got that note? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to chat with Trucker Rob in just a second. He has a story involving blow darts.
Okay.
But first, let's catch up with Jacob from Puyallup because I'm so curious as to why your dad had to go to court on your behalf.
Well, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I will say to start, I did graduate with a 3.75 GPA, but I had skipped so much school as my sophomore year, even though I had A's and B's in my classes, they put the Becca bill on me and they drugged my dad to court.
So you were a good student. You just didn't like school.
Exactly.
I've never.
I could do it no problem at all. I could wake up and go to school and do what I needed to, but it's like, why do I need to be here every day?
So how did the court thing go? Like, how did it end up?
They just basically, it was a slap on the wrist.
Okay.
It was BS, honestly.
No, I think that's the strangest thing that we're bringing, a court situation when it comes to punctuality.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
Thank you, Jacob. 206-803-ROCK. Trucker Rob, tell us about the blow darts.
What's up, buddy? Hey, real quick, I happened to do it for my buddy Bob Rivers, the only way truck drivers know how to give a memorial and say that we love him dearly.
That is awesome. Thank you, my brother.
You got it, brother. No, my dad got the phone call in junior high. There's a bunch of us. We used to take the end of our shoestring, and we'd cut it off about an inch above the plastic piece.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to push a needle all the way through it and use straws for blow darts. We'd go around blow darting everybody, you know, our buddies in the butt and the arm. Ah, you SOB! Well, of course, somebody got blow darted by accident. It was a girl, so she complained to the teacher. Teacher went to the principal, and the principal called us all in and said that we were all going to get swatched with a paddle. Well, I looked at the principal and told him, you're not hitting me with no damn board. Nobody does that but my dad. And they're like, I told pretty much you can kiss my, you know what. So he called my dad. My dad came down. And, hey, what happened? He told him what happened. We're going to give him a swap of the board. My dad looked right at him and said, if you swat him with that board, I'm going to bust you upside the head with that board. So what do you want to do?
And then did your dad swat you with the board? Just say,
thanks,
no, but actually, we got back in the car. They kicked me out for the rest of the day. And my dad just told me, hey, don't be so damn stupid and blow dart the wrong person. It wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Taking the ball for the wrong guy.
We never did the darts like that, but do you remember when you have straws and you're doing wad up little spitballs?
Of course.
Looking back on that, what a bunch of weird people we were as kids, like teenagers, like just savages. Oh,
yeah. Michael from Conway, your parents got a note asking if you were getting enough to eat.
Yeah, so we had an assignment when I was in grade school, and you had to like list your favorite foods, and what's the best part of the chip bag? It's the crumbs and the dust at the bottom. And so I'm in grade school, so I put crumbs on my assignments.
Oh, jeez.
And so I got a note sent home and said, can you please come in and talk to us? And I was there, and they were like, is he getting enough food? And so they're like, no, he's getting too much food. And so we got back in the house, and my mom was like, no, this is a serious allegation. You're the middle child of seven. If I'm not feeding one of my children, I'm not feeding seven of them.
Oh, my God. Right,
I can see how mom could take it personally. Like, oh, I'm feeding him plenty. Look at our grocery bill.
That would be horrifying.
This kid's sucking down an entire bag of chips and then eating the crumbs as well.
206-803-ROCK, when did you get the call or the note from your kid's teacher? Eric, you're on a ferry to Lopez Island. Tell us about your three kids.
Well, my three kids, all three got busted for weed, whiskey, and nicotine, not necessarily in that order, but all three got me to the resource officer at their local school.
Eric, are you the parents of the men's room, our afternoon show?
I wish. I would love to join the men's room every day.
How old are these kids? Were your kids when all this happened?
Well, they were all three in their high school career, and all three of them have gone on to great success in their lives, managers and whatnot. The weed story is hilarious. It wasn't even thought about by the kid who threw the backpack in the locker. And, good times.
Thanks, Eric.
We got a text message when I was in junior high school. I had some bully issues. I would ditch school frequently. The school called home with an automated message. So as long as I intercepted it, my parents never knew.
Smart.
What busted me was I would forge my dad's signature for notes. He had a legible squiggle signature. And then one day I called my mom. They called my mom at work instead of the house. And then when they went into the office, they pulled out a phone book looking at the folder of all the notes that I had written. My parents figured it all out.
Oh, man. I was in big trouble.
The Daily Migs Show.